Welcome to The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I love listening to Jesus Culture here tonight. Your love never fails, and that's just so true. God's love never fails. My name is Pastor Mike Zachman, and I have Wendy Foster with me once again as my co-host tonight.
Hi, Pastor Mike. How are you?
Welcome, Wendy. And we're on in 20 different states or 25 states. I lose track. It depends on the signals and different stations that we're on in Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, Philadelphia, Austin, Texas, and a lot of other places. But the number again is 800-955-8200 for us to pray with you tonight. If you have a prayer request, if you have pain in your body, if you're a new listener tonight, we're on for 2 hours on all these stations between now and 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. In the Midwest, that's 10 to midnight. On the East Coast, that's 11 till 1. And we're on in New Jersey and just all over. We're going to have a testimony tonight of someone that was healed during the after praying for them in the broadcast last week in Philadelphia. And I'm also going to read a letter from some inmates that we have been ministering to through this radio broadcast in the California State Prison in Los Angeles County. And we also have an off-air number. That number is 360-435-1616. And we have people standing by to pray with you there as well. And I just want to say a couple things, and I want to read a scripture like I do every week to start off the show. But before I even read this scripture tonight, we're going to be doing something between now and the end of the year, and I'm going to be appealing to you guys as our listeners. We've been on the air almost 2 years now, and I'm really sensing that by next year we're going to be on in 5 new cities across the country. And I'm asking by faith for something called 100 Star Givers. And what that is that I'm looking for 100 people who want to give $1,000 towards the budget of this show next year. In other words, our budget would be $100,000 for 2013. If you're able and willing, I want you to pray about that. You can go to our website, thepointlive.com, and give with a credit card. You can get our address there. You can call our off-air number and get our address to send a check in. Some of you have the wherewithal to be a 5-star giver where you'd give $5,000 or a 10-star giver where you give $10,000. But here's the 5 cities that I'm really hoping that we're going to start in on sometime in 2013. And that's Boston, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Denver. And so you may have family in some of those cities. You may say, hey, I have family in these other cities here. We really want to reach and target those 5 cities in particular. There may be more, but if that's you and you're able to do that, you can call our off-air number. Again, become we're looking for 100 star givers, and the star giver would give $1,000 each person for the budget for 2013. Again, the number is 360-435-1616 on the off-air. And I always want to recommend and make sure you know that I'm not ever asking for prayer for you to pay for you guys to pray. If you can't afford to give anything, that's fine. We want to just pray for you and release the love and the power of Jesus over your life. And so I just want to make sure that I'm clear with that. And before we go to our first caller in Philadelphia, Pauline, I want to read this scripture. And that's out of Matthew 14, verses 34 and 36. It's right after Jesus Peter walked on the water and Jesus walked on the water. And they both climbed into the boat. And then it says, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Now, folks, first of all, it says the men of the place recognized Jesus.
Wow.
I just love that phrase.
The testimony of Jesus was about.
Yeah, he had already been healing people all over the known country. And then what happened? People brought all their sick to him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they sent word. First they recognize Jesus. They know who he is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then they sent word and say, hey, Jesus is here.
Wow. Praise God.
Now, that's what we're doing through this radio ministry.
Mm-hmm. And that's what brings people to us. People come to our ministry, to our healing rooms, because the testimony has gone forth.
Yeah, because people are getting set free physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yes.
And it has very little to do with us. Yes. It has everything to do with who he is. And that's what this broadcast is all about.
Praise God.
You know, we recognize who Jesus is, and we're sending the word out to the country so that what? So people can be set apart to him. They can be sozoed. It's a Greek word for saved, healed, and delivered.
Yes.
And the testimonies continue. And tonight, people are going to be healed on this broadcast. Again, we're going to be on for the next 2 hours on these radio stations all across the country. We have two lines open at 800-955-8200 so we can pray with you. I'm going to say one last thing about this. And then it says, people brought all their sick to him.
That sounds like what happens, what we see daily. People refer friends, family members.
But they bring them. They don't just send them a lot of times. They say, hey, let me take you.
Yes.
So that they can pray for you.
Praise God.
You know, in the faith of the person bringing is just as important as the person who's coming.
Yes.
And so they recognized Jesus. They sent word. The people brought their sick, and then they got healed.
Hallelujah.
And they were so hungry for healing, it says they begged him to let the sick touch the edge of his cloak.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, can we just touch you, Jesus?
Yes.
We want you, Jesus.
Yes.
They're
yes.
just begging. You know, I just love it. Well, we're going to go to our first caller tonight in Philadelphia. Pauline, welcome to The Point Life.
Yes.
How can we pray with you tonight?
How can you pray with me?
Yes. You're live on the air. Welcome.
I'm on the air. I'm listening to your prayer.
Yes. Well, very good. How long have you been listening to The Point Live, Pauline?
Somebody just recommended me to it since week.
Okay, this week. Well, welcome. Yes. So how can we pray with you?
I don't understand.
Okay, you have, my producer wrote down you have some stomach pain, some stomach problems?
Yes.
Okay, and is it between 1 and 10, how high is the pain, with 10 being the highest right now?
It's not so high right now.
Okay, and how long have you been struggling with this pain?
A couple of years now.
A couple of years, and how will you know when you're healed?
Because it will go.
Okay, the pain will go?
Yes, I've had acid reflux.
Acid reflux, there we go. Okay, that's more information. Yes. Well, let's pray, Pauline. Can you put one of your hands on your stomach, please?
Yes.
Just pray this with me out loud. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command. All pain and dis-ease.
And all pain and dis-ease.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind. Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to pray for you now, Pauline, some more. Father, release your healing fire over Pauline's stomach right there in Philadelphia, right now in Jesus' name. Just say, more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah, there we go. Freedom and peace. I just speak freedom and peace over her stomach. Rivers of living water come and flow. Thank you for Pauline and just her dependence upon you, Jesus, that she knows you and loves you and wants to serve you even more with the rest of her days on this side of eternity. Bless her beyond her belief, Father, as she puts you first. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, did you hear anything while I was praying, while we were praying? Feel anything, I should say, in your stomach?
No, when I touch it, I feel it.
Okay, so you can feel it from the outside. Let me pray one last thing. Father, I pray against any word curses that have been spoken against Pauline's stomach, and especially this acid reflux. I speak peace into that, the lining of the stomach and the acid. I pray that the acid would be reduced to neutral. It would be neutralized, Father, naturally, to where she would no longer have any acid reflux or pain in that stomach. Just come, Lord Jesus, and minister to Pauline right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, one last check. About 50% of the people will feel something while we're praying with them on the air, Pauline. Just do something that you couldn't do when you called in to let us know what's happening with your stomach. Try something you couldn't do by faith. Can you try something?
Like?
I don't know. Maybe move around, twist, stand up and down, move back, move your back backwards.
I can do all those.
Okay. Is there still pain when you put your hand on it?
Yes.
Okay, did it go down at all?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what we love about this show. It's real, and not everyone's healed right away. We had a man who's going to call in from Philadelphia tonight. He called us on Monday last week, and he had eczema. He wasn't healed on the air, but he was healed 2 days later, and that happens all the time. I believe, Pauline, that Jesus is going to touch you sometime in the next 36 to 48 hours, and we want you to call in and let us know what he did, okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, bless you, and thanks for calling The Point Live from Philadelphia tonight. Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye. We have we had four different callers waiting here from Philly, Seattle, Chicago, and Lancaster, California. We're going to go to Cindy in what city are you calling from, Cindy?
It's Zion.
Zion, Illinois, just north of Chicago on Lake Michigan. Very good.
Yes.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I'd like prayer for my mother. She's 80, and they said she has diabetes, too, that she's had arthritis, and she was going to have knee replacement surgery, but she got sick from...
Okay. What's her first name, Cindy?
It's Doris.
Doris. Does she live there in Zion with you?
Yes.
Is she by you by the phone right now?
She's about 10 feet away from me, but she's in bed upstairs.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have... First, her name's Doris, Wendy. I'm going to have Wendy pray for Doris, and then I'm going to pray for you. I just sense that I'm going to ask the Lord to touch your hands in a moment, and then you're going to go lay hands on your mom either tonight or tomorrow, whatever you feel most comfortable with. I want to, if you're open to that.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, Wendy.
Father God, I thank you for Doris. Father, I thank you that you're such a gracious and loving God. I thank you, Father God, that by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, it has been finished. So we speak to all her dis-ease now, the diabetes, the arthritis, the knee replacement. We command all pain to go now in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Now hold out your hands, Cindy. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your healing fire and this healing anointing that you've given Wendy and I pray that you would just release it right now in Jesus' name over Cindy's hands. Just say more, Lord, Cindy.
More, Lord.
Oh, yes. Just pour it out over her life. And I pray that she, as she anoints her mom, Doris, that she would be set free, especially of all the diabetes and any other curses that have been spoken over her, anything that she's inherited from the third and fourth generation, I pray there would be absolute freedom and healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Cindy, you know, there's something called a transference of the anointing that, you know, Paul laid hands on Timothy and he imparted spiritual gifts to him. And I've had this happen many times on this radio program over the last 2 years where someone calls in for a loved one. The key is that we have not because we ask not. And you believe Jesus is big enough to heal, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Amen. Now, sometimes people feel things. It doesn't matter. But we just ask the Lord to touch you as you lay hands on your mom. And just speak the things that you hear the Lord telling you to speak over her as you pray for her. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
I also have another request.
Okay.
My brother, he's been on dialysis for 15 years.
Okay. Kidney dialysis?
Yes.
What's his first name?
Bill.
And does he live there also in Zion?
Yes.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we speak life into Bill's kidneys, and we don't like to hear 15 years of dialysis. We pray that this would end, that you would renew and recreate these kidneys, and that hardship would also end in Bill's life. Oh, Lord, just release your goodness over him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, bless you, Cindy. We want to hear an update about Doris and Bill, and pray for him yourself as well. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening on WYLL there in Chicago area. Bye-bye. I got two words of knowledge real quick. The above the upper left kneecap, on the inside of the left knee, someone's really struggling with pain. We have one line open at 800-955-8200. And then I just got I just got two others. The left thumb, I've been getting this a lot. It's really the base of the left hand all the way up to the tip of the thumb. And then someone has some shooting pain across the top of really the forehead. It may sound funny, but from the right to the left, it's shooting from the right to the left. And that's someone real specific tonight. And it's shooting on an angle. It's a little lower on the right side, and it's shooting up to the top of the left side of the left forehead. And if that's you, folks, we have people healed when we get these words of knowledge all across the country. Last week, a man had pain in his bottom of his left ankle. He works for NASA at Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. He called in. He was from Egypt. And if you listen to the program last week, we also prayed for the nation of Egypt. And that was last week, and those are two words of knowledge. We're going to go now to Southern California to Christy in Lancaster. Welcome to The Point Live, Christy.
Hi, Steve.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I'm kind of going through a lot right now, physically, mentally, and
okay, what's your biggest physical issue?
A few months ago, I was unable to walk. I don't know what the problem was. I was numb from my waist down to my ankles. Went to doctors. Doctors said the tests were normal. Nothing seemed out of place or, you know.
Okay. Are you married to Christy?
Yes.
And you're going through marital difficulty?
Yes.
Yeah. I just got that. There's a lot of stress on your body right now. And you're taking a lot of the things internally, and it's impacting you. I just sense that. Let's just pray. The Lord knows how much you love him, and you called in tonight in desperation, and he's allowing you to come to the end of yourself because he loves you enough. The Bible says that he disciplines those he loves, his sons and daughters, but he also says that he's faithful. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And so just hold out your hands. The Lord just wants to give you a download of his love tonight. Father, release your love like hot oil over Christy's body right now in Jesus' name. Just pray this out loud, Christy. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all depression.
I command all depression.
And oppression.
And oppression.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit.
My soul and my spirit.
And replace it with faith, Jesus.
Replace it with faith, Jesus.
Yeah, he loves you so much, Christy, and so do we. This is why we're here tonight. You know, there's a number of people who are going through exactly what you're going through tonight, and some of them are fighting it. But here's the good news that I'm getting for you. You're not fighting it in the way that you're denying it. The Lord is ministering to your heart. He's softening your heart. You're even taking a look at some things that have been kind of ugly that have been there for a while, and it's by his kindness that he leads you and leads me to repentance. And there's freedom there in that place. He's cleaning out some stuff that's been there a while. And I know this sounds really strange, but it's kind of like when you floss your teeth. You know, the floss smells pretty bad from that stuff that's been hanging out in your teeth for a while. And it's the same thing with our unrighteousness. You know, it's like, when it's been hanging out inside of us, the Lord loves us enough to get rid of it because he wants to have a deeper relationship with us. And he shocks us a lot of times in the sense of we just go, wait a second, I had no idea. And tears come at times when you're not expecting it. Is that true?
Yeah.
He just loves you so much. And the Bible says his perfect love casts out all fear. And so the fear is going tonight as well. And, that's why you were immobilized with your legs there. It was because of this fear. do you want to just say a couple things that you're afraid of, and then we're just gonna get rid of them real quick?
I'm afraid of not being with my children, not watching them grow up.
Okay.
I'm afraid of not doing the right things, not making the right decisions.
Okay, so you've been hard on yourself too?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I want to pray. Hold out your hands. Father, release your peace right now over Christy. And again, baptize her with your love, with your Holy Spirit. Just say, come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
And baptize me with your love.
And baptize me with your love.
I thank you for your peace that I'm feeling right now.
I thank you for your peace that I'm feeling right now.
That surpasses all understanding.
That surpasses all understanding.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I know you're carrying me right now.
And I know you're carrying me right now.
And you're going to carry me through.
You're going to carry me through.
And I declare in Jesus' name.
And I declare in Jesus' name.
That I will be with my children.
That I will be with my children.
And I'm going to be a good example to them.
And I'm going to be a good example to them.
What it means to love them with your love, Jesus.
And what it means to love them with your love, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you sound like a different lady, doesn't she, Wendy?
Yes, she does. Absolutely.
You know, oh. I was just so depressed.
Yeah, I like the word was.
I was so depressed, and I was figuring out whether or not I should go see a counselor or something, and mm-hmm. I haven't changed my radio to
KTLW. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm glad. I'm glad that I did.
Praise God. Well, Christy, again, you're what this program's all about tonight, and I just want to leave you with one last thing. And there's some people that prayed along with you tonight. They're going through the same exact thing across the country. And so if you prayed with us and with Christy tonight, and that demon, that ugliness starts knocking at your door, can you just say, in Jesus' name, I'm not home. You get out of here. You don't even go to that door. And you just declare it out. You know, you just declare Jesus. You use Jesus' name out loud. The Bible says to take every thought captive to Jesus. But you speak Jesus' name out loud, and he's got power. Amen?
Yes.
Well, bless you, Christy. We're going to go to our other caller who's been waiting patiently across the country here. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. I have Wendy Foster as my co-host tonight, and my name's Pastor Mike Zachman. All four lines are full. But we do have one line open off the air at 360-435-1616. You can call in. We're hoping to see the Lord continue to expand what he's already been doing the last 2 years in this radio ministry. I am looking for 100 star givers. And that means that you're willing. We're looking for 100 givers that would give $1,000 apiece, where our budget would be $100,000 for next year, 2013. So we can go on some new cities, and we're not capping it at this, but we're really sensing we're supposed to go on in Boston, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Denver to add to the 20 or so cities that we're already on in 25 states. And so if you're interested in doing that, our off-air number is 360-435-1616, or you could also go to our website, thepointlive.com. We're going to go to Suzanne and then Larry. Suzanne's waiting patiently in Seattle. Welcome to The Point Live, Suzanne.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I had diabetes for 20 years.
Okay.
And when I went to a Bible conference in July, there was a rhema word regarding that came to me. And I know that the spirits of that diabetes left
mm-hmm.
me.
Amen.
And I know that I was healed. And 2 weeks after I came back from my conference, I went to the eye doctor for a regular appointment, and I've been having a diabetic retinopathy, and she was amazed at the healing in my eyes.
Praise God.
I know.
So now you're having some blood sugar issues, I see, though?
I am. My blood sugars are not normal.
You feeling weak?
Yes, Yeah, I have fatigue because of the blood sugars, yes.
Okay. Wendy's going to pray.
I am not taking my medication.
Amen. Okay, well.
I stopped that night. I didn't take
it. Okay, well, that's your choice. And
the
Lord's.
I totally believe in.
Amen. Well, hear me just say one thing since you said that. First of all, we don't ever recommend someone not taking their medication on this show. That's always up to the listener. And so I believe in doctors, but I also believe in healing. We have so many people that are healed. And so I believe the Lord's going to touch you. I'm going to pray after Wendy does and for you, Suzanne. So go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Susan. Thank you for her determination and diligence to follow after you as the great physician. Father, we just ask that you continue to pour out your love upon Susan.
Yes,
give her
Lord.
Wisdom, guidance, and revelation, Father God, regarding her not taking her medication, Father God, and trusting and leaning on you. Mm-hmm. We just command her blood sugar levels to line up with the Word of God now and be normal in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Lord, even as she was created, I pray that you would specifically recreate her blood sugar levels throughout her body, every cell. We just speak life into every cell right now. Red and white blood cells, be strengthened in Jesus' name. Now, I'm getting something. I just do this very few times, especially on the radio. But if you can, put your phone on your shoulder and reach up your hands and then bend your head back. And I'm going to pray one more time. Father, release healing fire now all throughout Suzanne's, from her hands all the way to her feet, right now in Jesus' name. Just say more, Lord, Suzanne.
More, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. More, thank you for Lord, your peace. It's washing over her right now. Rivers of living water be released in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You're going to sleep really well tonight, and the Lord's strengthening you. In the middle of your weakness, He is strong, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so you've already seen and heard the testimonies from a doctor of your healing. And so you're calling by faith. Our national audience is praying along with you, Suzanne. And so give us an update, you know, next week,
the week after.
And we're believing. So.
And thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening on KGNW, our mother station here in the Seattle region. God bless. Yes. Oh, by the way, Suzanne, if you've never been up with us on a Sunday night, a bunch of our Seattle listeners join us at 6:30 p.m. every Sunday evening at the Point Church, which is exit 206 at Smoky Point in Smoky Point near Arlington.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a Sunday night service.
Well, wonderful. Well, I'm just letting you know, too, if you ever have a bunch of folks that need healing, we have major miracles happen almost every Sunday night.
That's
so
okay.
I just want to give you a heads up, and I'm telling the rest of our listeners as well, thepointchurch.net for those that live in the Seattle region. God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to go back to Larry in Tacoma. Welcome to The Point Live, Larry.
How you doing?
We're doing well. How can we pray with you tonight?
Just pray for my family, that God restores, you know, my children and, you know, just my family just in general. We've been through a lot.
Have you been through a divorce?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are your kids?
The three youngest ones that are really being affected by it is 3, 7, and 10.
Okay. Is there some alcohol involved, Larry?
On their mother's side, yes. I mean, she's not alcoholic or nothing like that, but yes, she drinks. You know, nothing major. Yeah.
Now, do you know Jesus Christ personally? Or are you still in the process of getting to know him? You know him?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start seminary school.
Okay. Amen. So you know him as your Lord and Savior, and does your ex-wife?
She's turned her back, basically. So.
Okay. What's her first name?
Kenya.
Okay, let's pray. Father, first of all, my heart goes out to Larry and these three kids and to Kenya. And I pray for a supernatural restoration, Lord. We know that you hate divorce and that you want to bring freedom to this family. And I just pray against these spirits of accusations and condemnation that have been coming against Larry and Kenya. And I pray that you'd bring restoration through your truth, Father. I pray that you'd bring Kenya to a point to where she would come to her senses and a knowledge of the truth. And Satan, I speak to you. You get away from her in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Freedom, Father. Bring freedom. I pray for heavenly strategies for Larry on loving his wife and his kids. And I pray that he would get some special time alone with all three of them. And so we just pray as he takes a step into what you've called him to do, Father, this guide him with your supernatural wisdom. And we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And so my other prayer was about my finances, too. I'm not doing as bad as I was, you know, but I just
okay.
ask God to just continue to, you know, show me what to do for
Amen.
Me.
Well, Father, just help Larry to put one foot in front of the other, to trust you and to wait upon you. We say thank you for the provision as he honors you with his life and as you will honor your word in keeping what he needs. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
Thanks for calling The Point live from Tacoma tonight, Larry. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, again, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. Our number is 800-955-8200. We do have two lines open. I've given several words of knowledge tonight. The left hand, on the top of the left hand, someone's got some major pain there, maybe arthritic, and also the left pinky in that left hand. And then I've given the left thumb from the base of the hand to the top, the tip of that thumb. If that's you, we want to pray for you. Also, on your left kneecap, just above the left kneecap, there's some pain, and then across the forehead. Again, the number is 800-955-8200. Call in live for prayer tonight. We're going to go to Carissa in Everett, Washington. Welcome to The Point Live, Carissa.
Hello.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, this is our second time calling, and a few things. I'm just personally feeling really stressed to the limit. We have three wonderful children, and two of them are very ill right now, and one is chronically ill. She has been diagnosed with Tourette's and also has multiple seizures and sensory disorder, and she's constant convulsions. It seems like it's worse now than before. We took her to an energy healer, and I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I have prayed over her, and I prayed in a waiting room that we were just desperate and thinking that maybe the vibrational frequencies and everything else. But it seems like that's caused a problem. And
have you ever brought her up to our healing rooms here in Arlington?
She refuses to go. She's 17, and she's just discouraged. I stood in the gap for her about
okay.
a month ago. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You came up on a Sunday night. I remember that.
I did.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And praise God, another type of craniopathy has helped with the mood, but the seizures seem worse.
Now, tell me your daughter's first name again.
Christina.
Christina, that's right. Okay. And then what was your other daughter's name?
Rebecca. And she has been, ever since school started this September, she's been struggling with really bad brain fog. And so she just sits there blankly and stares at the paper. Normally she's very industrious.
Okay.
And I'm just...
How long? When did that start?
Around when school started.
Okay. So there's some tension there, some type of stress.
It's not very stressful. It's just one day a week, you know, but it's
okay.
all throughout the week for it.
Wendy's going to pray for Christina, and I'll pray for Rebecca. Go ahead, Wendy.
That'd be great.
Father God, I thank you for loving the children, Father God. I thank you for Christina. I thank you for your love. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come against all of the stress, all of the multiple seizures that have been clouding this child's mind, Father God. We come against curses. We come against fear in the name of Jesus, and we say, go now in Jesus' name. We break all generational curses in the name of Jesus and all word curses that come against this family in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I lift up Christina as well, Father. Release healing fire into her mind, her brain synapses, into her joints, into her nerve endings.
Yes, God.
I pray for freedom, Father. And I command any spirit of infirmity that's coming against her that's not supposed to be there. Obviously, none of them are, but any spirit that's not supposed to be there, just leave in Jesus' name and replace it, Father, with your freedom and your peace. And continue to give Carissa wisdom on caring for Christina and Rebecca. And I just ask that you'd release Rebecca from any stress, any false beliefs, any fear that's coming against her, and replace it with your love, Jesus. Wash her, even as she sleeps tonight, Father, with your ministering angels over her and warring angels. And I speak against any curses that have been spoken against this family and replace them with blessing, Father. And we ask all this now in Jesus' name.
And could you please pray for the brain fog to lift? I know God has given us, he's given us a clear mind and a sound mind.
Yeah, you bet. Father, we do thank you that you are the one who knows everything that Rebecca needs, and we do pray for freedom in that mind, and that nothing that's coming against her would all go in Jesus' name. Nothing that's coming against her could have any influence over her, and that you would do it, in, especially in her mind. Give her clarity in the mind in Jesus' name.
Thanks, Lord.
Amen. Well, bless you, Carissa. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight. And again, if you ever want to bring Rebecca up as well, we'd love to pray with you guys. Okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, again, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We have two lines open at 800-955-8200. We also have two lines off the air, and that number is 360-435-1616. We're so thankful for those that give regularly on this show. I'm going to read a letter in a moment that I just got from Los Angeles, from the Los Angeles County Jail, the California State Prison System, from one of our regular listeners. And I'm so thankful for, again, those of you that contact me through email. We pray for you through the emails, PastorMike@thepointchurch.net. We also get a lot of phone calls from across the country throughout the week, and also we get these letters and giving on our website and also thepointlive.com and off the air. Real quick, I'm asking for 100 star givers, $1,000 apiece for our budget for all of next year so we can expand into five new markets for 2013. If you're able to do that, you can dial our off-air number at 360-435-1616. We're going to go back to the Chicago area now, to Virginia. Welcome to The Point Live.
Hello, it's Regina.
Oh, Regina. Okay, very good. Yeah. How can we pray with you tonight, Regina?
I need prayer because I had a brain cancer and I had radiation done. And I'm losing my sight in both of my eyes. I called last week and I kind of like pray every day and I get on my knees and I'm kind of like losing my faith, I think, and my strength, but I don't want to because I know that he can heal me. And I just need you to pray for me for that, to restore my sight and my lung cancer.
Okay. Now, are they saying that the cancer is in both lungs, or where are they saying it?
It's in my right lung, and
okay.
It moved to my brain. And I went to all the eye specialists, and they can't seem to find anything.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Go ahead and put your hand over that right lung. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Regina to you right now. Release healing fire through that brain. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Regina.
More, Lord.
And into that right lung. I just curse every cancer cell in Regina's body now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Regina.
Go in Jesus' name.
There we go. More, Lord. Just pour out that healing fire over her from her head to her toes. And I pray for freedom in her eyes as well. Peace. I speak peace to her left and her right eye. More, Lord. I just pray for peace. Every part of those eyes, that they would work the way you created them to work, Father. And that Regina's testimony would be one where she stands before many people being completely set free of not only cancer, but all the effects of it and the effects of the radiation on her eyesight. Bring freedom, Father, right now. More fire. Just say more fire.
More fire.
Thank you, Jesus. He's an all-consuming fire. And I've seen so many people healed as his fire is released over people. More, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you feeling anything while we're praying for you here, Regina?
Not really. But,
okay.
I believe.
No, I hear you.
Hope.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I just know, again, that, you know, we see so many people healed that when they're not healed right away, it's miraculous when they're healed right away. It's still a miracle when they're healed an hour later, a day later, or a week later. And, you know, we don't know about your blood, you know, your cancer levels or anything like that, but we do know that God heals. And we've had a number of people heal cancer on this program. We have prayer warriors that are praying with us, that are writing down your name. And so I want to encourage our listeners across the country to write Regina's name down from Burnham, Illinois, to continue to pray. And we ask these things. We're going to continue to ask before the Father and plead for you. Okay?
Thanks for being here for us, and I appreciate it very much.
No, you're welcome, Regina. Thanks for listening on WYLL there in Chicago. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go quickly to Richard in Bradley, Illinois. How far is that outside of Chicago, Richard?
50 miles due south.
Due south. Okay. Well, yeah. You're listening on WYLL also,
Yes, sir. We're 1160.
Yeah, 1160 a.m. Well, very good. Well, we're broadcasting from Seattle tonight, but we're glad you're listening there in Chicago. How can we pray with you?
Well, sir, I'm 67 years old. I was born sick, and I had depression my whole life. And at age 45, it got so bad the government says you can't work no more, put me on disability.
Okay.
But I took every pill in the book, and psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, and I've never gotten better because some people don't respond to man's medicine.
Yeah.
And
so let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
You said that you've had this for 67 years.
Yes, sir.
You know Jesus Christ personally?
I got the crucifixes, and I pray to him and talk to him and say grace before meals, you know, using his name. And I'm in contact with him constantly because I don't want to commit suicide.
Okay. Amen. We don't want you to commit suicide either. God's going to set you free tonight, Richard. It is not a coincidence that you called us tonight. And you're going to be a new man. The Bible says clearly that anyone that is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old life is gone and the new life has come. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Actually, 1 Corinthians, it's either 1st or 2nd, actually. I'm forgetting now. It might be 1st. But the key is it's in the Corinthian letter. And here's what I want you to do with me. It's 2 Corinthians. I want you to pray with me out loud. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You've heard the word about being reconciled to God, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just hold out your hands and then with your palms facing up and just pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Would you forgive me of every one of my sins?
Would you forgive me of every one of my sins?
And come into my heart.
And come into my heart.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
Would you lead me, Lord?
Would you lead me, Lord?
Into all freedom and peace.
Into all freedom and peace.
I believe. You are bigger than this depression.
You are bigger than this depression.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all depression.
I command all depression.
And oppression.
And oppression.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul.
My soul.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
And replace it with your perfect peace.
And replace it with your perfect peace.
I believe. That you love me.
That you love me.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
And you gave your son for me, God.
And you gave your son for me, God.
That I might live.
That I might live.
Fully.
Fully.
Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, release that healing fire over Richard from his head to his toes. Thank you for this confession out loud on national radio of his love for you and his desire to be set free from this depression and sin. And I pray, Father, that any sin of the third and fourth generation would be broken off right now over Richard in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Just say go in Jesus' name, Richard.
Go in Jesus' name.
Now, Richard, I got a question for you. I just heard something about that you had someone in your family. Let me just put it this way. There was some type of traumatic military involvement. Is that true?
My uncle's in World War II.
Okay. Was there some traumatic military involvement with your uncles?
Yes.
Okay. How did that impact you?
Oh. Well, I felt sorry for him because my uncle was a bombardier and he had 28 missions over Germany.
Okay. And so did he share a lot of the trauma with you when he got back?
Well, no. He kept it to himself, and an aunt of mine told me about it, that how he had to be put in a special mental place in Florida because he's seen so many guys go down and never come back, shot out of the sky, and then he came back alive, and then you feel guilty because you came back, and all those planes buzzing around you trying to shoot you down, plus the flak, you know, was like horrible.
Right. No, I've seen the videos. I couldn't imagine. I'm a big World War II buff, as a matter of fact. But tell me, were you close with him then, growing up?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, so you talked to him about, not necessarily about that, but you really loved him. And so I just sensed that there was something there. So I'm going to pray against that. Father, I just pray against any military trauma that was inherited in Richard's family line from the third and fourth generation, whether it was even a great-grandfather from the Civil War. I don't know, but you know, Father. And I pray for freedom right now. And I break that root that's been growing deep within Richard's spirit. We pull it out by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask that you really replace it with your freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Just take a deep breath, Richard, and just tell us what you're feeling and what God just did. Because I just want to hear a quick testimony.
Well, I feel better because I got through on my first attempt. Before, I made attempts to the other line, and I got through, and that was nice. But, you know, I really didn't expect to get through to you tonight, and that has to be the Holy Spirit working right there.
Amen.
Before, you know, because I recognize the Holy Spirit, and I received the Holy Spirit before in the Catholic Church.
Amen.
Kankakee, Illinois, St. Teresa, and the church was packed and was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knocked everybody down, and they were catchers. But that'll last for like 3 or 4 months, and then that wears off. But I want something more permanent. For the last 8 to 10 years of my life that I have left, I just so much want to be normal. I don't want
to. You're going to live longer than 8 to 10 years. We break that curse right now in Jesus' name. You're only 67. The Bible says you can live up to 120.
Oh, wow.
And so imagine that.
Yeah.
So be careful what you declare over yourself, Richard. I just want you to know we love you, and we're glad that we could pray with you tonight, and we'd love to hear more from you in the future as far as how God's continuing to set you free. Okay?
Yeah. And I'll be one of your $1,000 donors. It might take a couple of weeks of Social Security checks, but I can gather $1,000 for you.
Amen.
And well, spread God's word and more healing all over.
Amen. Well, praise God for you, Richard, and thank you. I think that just encouraged a lot of listeners. So God bless.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to broadcast on these different stations. Richard called from 50 miles south of Chicago, Wendy.
Yes.
Listening on WYLL there. And, you know, we have potential to reach 14 million in the Chicago region alone. Goes all the way up into Canada, and God spoke to me two mornings ago to ask for this 100-star givers, and that was just the confirmation right there. And folks, if you're at that point, here he is, he's on Social Security, and he's saying, I want to see these people healed across the country and reach out to even more in Boston, into Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, Denver, and Atlanta. And if that's you, you can dial our off-air number, and we take credit cards over the phone, or you can go to our website, thepointlive.com. The off-air number is 360-435-1616. Between now and the end of the year, I'll be announcing that, and we're hoping to have our budget wrapped up for 2013 here in November and December. We're going to go to one other call. We have three lines open right now before we go to Terrence. The number is 800-955-8200. Some nights you cannot even get through. The second hour is even more. So if you're planning on calling in tonight, we have two lines open right now at 800-955-8200. Let's go to Terrence in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to The Point Live, Terrence.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. How can we pray with you tonight?
Actually, I just wanted to see if you can pray with me on my finances and my relationship. I'm married right now legally, but I'm separated.
Okay.
And I'm looking to get back to my family in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Tacoma, Washington now. I'm looking to get back, of course. And they're calling back, and I don't see the money coming in, actually, you know.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions, Terrence.
Okay.
And then we're going to pray. First of all, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you known him?
I've been known all my life.
Okay. And have you have you been walking with him lately, or you've been kind of up and down, or how you been doing?
I've been kind of up and down.
Okay. And
taking it back, giving it to him, taking it back, you know.
Okay. Now, I just don't take this the wrong way, but I'm hearing the word addictions. Has there been something coming against you that you've been kind of giving into lately a little bit?
Actually trying to find some way of making money, you know, being that I don't have a job right now. I'm laid.
So drugs.
You know, maybe.
Okay. So here's what happens on the show. I never give last names out or anything like that. But the question is Jesus basically asks people when he prayed for them, what do you want me to do for you? Do you want to get well? You know, those kind of things. And so that I have the same question for you. What can we do for you? You say finances and you want to have a relationship with your wife again. I think that's great. But there's something deeper he wants to do first. He wants to clean you up. And so the question is do you want to get well, Terrence?
Most definitely.
Are you at the end of your rope yet?
Yes, I've been there.
How many times have you been to jail?
Never.
Okay. So I hope that
I'm not addicted to no drugs at all. I don't take drugs.
Okay. But here's what I'm saying. I hope you don't have to go to jail to get to the end of your rope is all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I used to minister in the county jails here in Everett, Washington, actually, just south of us. A lot of our listeners are calling from there. But we're going to pray specifically, and I want you to pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Would you forgive me?
Would you forgive me?
For turning my back on you.
For turning my back on you.
And not taking my relationship with you very seriously.
And not taking my relationship with you very seriously.
And would you forgive me for how I've treated my wife?
Would you forgive me on how I treated my wife?
How I've treated my wife.
How I treated my wife.
And would you show me what it means to love her?
And will you show me what it means to love her?
The way Christ loved the church.
The way Christ loved the church.
Yeah. Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your healing fire over Terrence right now, and I pray that you'd make a way where there's no other way by drawing him into an intimate relationship with you, giving him a hunger for your word, and releasing freedom over him and his wife in Atlanta and his family. And pray one last thing. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Would you forgive me, Lord?
Would you forgive me, Lord?
For my lack of belief in you.
For my lack of belief in you.
Yeah, I just sense there's a spirit of unbelief and doubt that's been coming against you, Terrence, to where, you know, it's almost like there's confusion. So I just command all confusion, unbelief, and doubt to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Terrence.
Go in Jesus' name.
And I pray that you'd raise up a real good job for Terrence, Father, and a place for him to get back to Atlanta. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Do you have a brother in Atlanta, Terrence?
No, I don't.
Do you have an extended family member you could live with to move back there that would help you get in?
That's what I've been working on or whatever. I have a lot of friends that I
reason is I sense you're supposed to get back there sooner than later and get someone's hospitality and God's going to get you back in with your family. So bless you, okay? Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We're going to go to William real quick before the first hour break in Philadelphia. Welcome to The Point Live, William.
God bless you.
How can we pray with you tonight? What were we going to say? Go ahead.
I would like to pray for two people. I have a friend. Her name is Elena, and she's bipolar, and she needs to be saved.
Okay.
I have another friend, Vincent. He has Parkinson's disease. I would like to pray for them.
Elena and
Vincent.
Vincent, who has Alzheimer's, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have Wendy go ahead and pray for those two for you, William. Go ahead, Wendy.
Father, I thank you for your love for Elena, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you send spirit-filled laborers now to cross her path,
yes,
to
Lord.
Introduce her to your grace and your love. Father, I speak to the bipolar disorder, and I command it to leave her mind, her body, her soul, and her spirit now. Mm-hmm. And I also lift up Vincent to you. I thank you, Lord, for your love for Vincent. And I speak to the Parkinson's or the Alzheimer's disease that mm-hmm. he's currently struggling with, and I command all dis-ease to go now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. And just anoint William, Father, with this healing anointing. I thank you for his heart. I pray that this friend who's bipolar would come to know you and that you'd clearly guide him, Father, and supernaturally allow him to speak to her about her need for you, Jesus. And just hold out your hands, William. Release healing fire over his hands even right now as I speak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Man. Amen. William, have you been listening to the show for a few months, or how long have you been listening?
About a month. I called in a couple of times for myself, but I just wanted to pray for others, you know.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Have a great night. God bless. Bye-bye. We're going to go to a break here in a moment, and I know I'm going to say hi to Cynthia real quick. Where are you calling from, Cynthia?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You're also in Philly. And what can we pray for you about specifically?
I have a 14-year-old daughter, a granddaughter, and I'm very concerned about her. She's living with me.
What's her first name?
Jaquana. She's very disrespectful.
Okay, Jaquana. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be taking about a three-minute break. I'm going to ask you, Ann, and John to hold. You're listening to The Point Live, and we'll get back to you in a moment, Cynthia.
Yep.
You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network, and we're going to be back for a whole other hour here in 3 or 4 minutes. So we look forward to having your calls and praying with you. God bless. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Stay tuned for Hour 2 of The Point Live.
Point Live is looking for listeners willing to take a stand. In fact, we need listeners who will stand up and be counted as partners with this radio ministry. If The Point Live has been a blessing to you, would you be a blessing to us by helping to support this ministry so we can stay on the air? You can send your donations to The Point Church, 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Again, that's 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out our website to give securely there. Click on thepointlive.com. Once again, thepointlive.com. Our phone number is 360-435-1616. That's area code 360-435-1616. We thank you for doing your part in sustaining this radio ministry on this station.